Parshas Korach, you have the Machlokes Korach Hadassai, Korach, since he was from the Gdol Leviya, so the Machlokes itself has a lot of faith into it. One of the Shailas is, it says that Vayikach Korach, it says Ben Kosma Levi, Ben Kosma Levi, that Yaakov Avinu was mispalel that the Kolam Alteichas Koidi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be Miliachis hit after him. So L'chura Mitzad, the Pshat, the Tshuva Shal Mikra, there's no Mokom to Miliachis of Yaakov. I mean, everyone knew that everybody was Nei Yisrael. There wasn't, I mean, we're trying to identify who Korach was, so Ben Yaakov is not the person that we'd have to mention. We want to know what Shevi was from, what Mitzad, but Yaakov was everybody's father. Obviously, he was in Klal Yisrael. And Rashi says he was mentioned by the Duchen, which one place. So over there, if I say it's the other way around, over there it's a special, you need to mention him for whatever reason the Duchen includes him. But to say it as a specific, over here, L'chur, it's out of place. What was the Havin of heaven over here? You don't find L'moshe, it didn't say Ben Levi, Ben Yisrael, Ben Yitzchak, Ben Avram. It's Pashat, I mean, that's Yidua. So understanding where the Havamina was that Korach would be Shayach to be Miyachas to Yisrael, there was a mockum to think that Yaakov Avinu should have been mentioned in the Machlokes, and there is a mockum where Shevet Levi specifically is mentioned there with Mishael Yaakov. That's one Indian. Also, Korach's Tainus, the Reb Tzadik says that it's not Shayach, things that are be'etzem bodu, things that are sheker, the Torah wouldn't deal with. The Torah tells us about the Averis they did, the Torah tells us about if they had a taiva and they wanted something, the Torah says it because it was ra and they were punished. But the etzem dinu dvarim, the Ramban says the Moshe was like in Paz Lechacha, that the reason why we don't, doesn't say anything about Avram's Ova is because since it was Oida Bezara, the Torah wouldn't write to Usim. The Torah wouldn't write kindness that are etzem, meaningless times that are shekel. So if the Torah here goes through Rav Lachem, Kikol Eidu Kulon Kdoishim, Teichem Hashem, if I say that taina is a taina that has mamoshes, it is a taina, there's a teretz bit. But Lamaisa, the etzem taina has a mokum. Also the inyonim that he was taina on with the tzitzis and he put him on a talosh kula tcheles, and then he, and a bias kuloi with Sfarim. So, on the pashtus, it's a cheap argument. I mean, he wanted to show them that, look, something that's completely good shouldn't need one particular spark of good. But there was a taina there. In the taina of Korach and Moshe, that was the taina of Tal Shgul Atchelis, and Korach was sure that he was right, that a Tal Shgul Atchelis doesn't need any tzitzis. And then when he told him that it also needs tzitzis, so he was loyal to that taina. But the taina of Korach Hadassai is the shaila of Talos Kula Tcheles. And we have to understand that it's done. If the Torah brings it down, if his tainas, so his tainas have a mokum, except that there's a specific pirach in our case. But the taina itself is a taina. Understanding where the two tzadim are of the tainas of Korach Hadassai. Also, the oinish and the test of who's the Levi and who's the Kohen came through Keteris. The Oynish came through after my Geif, and then Keteris was again healed there. So the Keteris, you had the test, you had the Refuah, you had the Makkah. So by saying of the old in Yanni Kodesh, Lamai said a lot of other things that only Kosher B'Kahuna. I mean, Keteris is not Miuchot Kohen Gadol, but the Keteris, and you have Meneira, you have all the Avodas of Migdash are Shaykh only to Kahuna. And yet, they picked particularly Keteris was the Inyan that was the reply to Korach. It showed up Korach that it was wrong, and it was, and also showed us that there was a certain tikkun for that Inyan. So we'll try to understand the Nakuda that was the Etzem Taina. What was Korach's Taina based on? And Lemaisa, where was the concern and where was the tikkun on that? So. Lamaisa, Reb Tzadik speaks about this in his Lashainis. We'll try to bring down the Lashainis a little bit into something in our terms and try to understand it. Bemis, you find that the Anhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shayach in... It came to us in three different Eifanim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, so the first thing is there was Yom Echad, like it says on that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad B'Yoinim, Echad B'Tachtoinim, there's nobody else B'Tachtoinim, there's no Chiluk, there's no Malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad Yochid. One of the nekudas of the musig of Yochid, now we always focus on Yochid as being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Amida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and that's it. There's a corollary to that, and that is that the Bria itself is not Seivul his Chalkus. There are no different Pratim, Pirtei Pratim. For instance, let's say we have a market and different people are selling different things. So you have 10 people selling apples and oranges. So there's fighting, there's competition, there's a turf war, there are all sorts of back and forth between the different pratim. Let's say one person owns all of those stores, one person owns a dozen companies. So there's no mark on the companies competing with each other. It's the same person, it's the same thing. And with Mela, there's no makom for his chalkus whatsoever. More than that, you can't even designate them as being separate because it's all part of one mitzias. They're all the same thing. So, when we have a mitzias of only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yochid, so there's another thing, there is no makom for his chalkus in the Bria whatsoever. So there was a Bria, but everything in the Bria, whatever that Bria was on the first day, was exactly the same. You can't say this is better than that, this is better than the other thing. This is more Kaddish than that, this is more... It's not Shaykh. Everything is the same because there was not a... If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a full Gili of Echad, there's no difference. They can't be Tov and they can't be Ram. Because Manafshach, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashkocha is completely... It's Echad, it completely permits everything, and there is no Mekoymois of Muashkocha, less Ashkocha, then it's not Shayach that there should be Chiluk and Kedusha, that everything in the world should be the same Kedusha, everything in the world should be the same Inyan, and so on and so forth. Then on the second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his Chalkus Nebriya. You created Mayim Olyonim and Mayim Tachtonim, and already you have a reference point to say what's more Kaddish, what's less Kaddish, what needs a Tikkun, what doesn't need a Tikkun, what's Tamei, what's Isser, what's Heter. The minute his Chalkus came into the Bria, then you have a specific Hashkocha. The Hashkocha to a Sefer Torah is that it's Kaddish. The Hashkocha to Mokim Metunif is that it's Tamei. The Hashkocha to a Tzaddik is Lahetim. The Hashkocha to Rashi is Lahara. There is his Chalkus created in the Bria Mehalchim, a new type of Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A type of Hashkocha that stels of tzu to the Pratim. And that's a big Chiddush. It's a Pelagodl. On the first law of Hashkocha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koil everything with one fell swoop, and everything is exactly the same, then that type of it's natural. But it doesn't leave any real makom for Avoida. Avoida is only Shayach when there's Pratim. When I say A has to be changed to look like B, and then when it becomes B, it has to move to C until it finally gets to the last point. Where everything is equally good and fine, there is no makom for no real makom for Avoida. So on the one hand, the Hashkocha of the first part, the Hashkocha of the first Mahalach is that it's a higher Hashkocha. It's a Hashkocha that sweeps everything, permits everything totally. And therefore everything is exactly the same. And everything is a Bria exactly the same. On the other hand, the second darga is a darga where you begin to get good, bad, worse, terrible, and yet klapet in Evroyim, there's a mokoim of ischalkus. There's a mokoim to do something. I now have the ability to take A, which is not as good as B, and make it into B. That is the second darga that we'll call ischalkus. The third darga is, it says lasid lavay, the tzaddikim are going, asidin tzaddikim lasis mechoil sviv akadosh baruch hu, and they'll say zeh yom kivino loy, they're all going to be matzbia with an etzba to the middle and say zeh yom kivino loy, and so on. That means once again, even though each tzaddik is a different mahalach, each tzaddik is coming from a different angle, but they will all put, they'll all be one and the same. Just like in a mechoil, no point on the outside is further away than from the point inside. They're all equidistant, even though between point to point there's a big merchek. So too lasid lavay, which means it's a return that the lasid lavay Hashem alocha koretz bayim hu yi Hashem echod ushmei echod, means it goes back to that darga of beforehand where there's only one hagah, and b'meila everything automatically is the same. So you have three mahalchim, and to use a term to describe it, we say that when tzaddikim sit around the Kadosh Baruch Hu in a mochel, in a circle, and point towards the middle, that's like the first anhaga. So that's like a circle. Any time when you have anhaga, that there's no beginning, no end, and no distinction, where you cannot distinguish parts and pieces, you call that anhaga. That's like a mochel. It's a round anhaga. And that hekif of a circle is that type of anhaga. And then when you take items that you can measure differences closer, further along, that would be like a line. It's like linear. It's not like a circle, but it's linear because things are moving from point A to B to C to D. As you progress, things go further and further until you get to a certain end point. So things that have a beginning and end would be like a straight line. Things that are circular would be like things that don't have a beginning, don't have an end, everything is equidistant from the middle, that's like a circle. Those are two types of anhaga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the anhaga before the beginning anhaga of the world, of Yom Echad. Then there's a middle anhaga from the second day on, till the Lasid Lavay, and then the Lasid Lavay Lika Hanhaga. The same thing is true by a person. By a person, it says that when a person is born, when he's be'uba imoy, so first of all, the whole mitzvah of being uba b'mei imoy is that he's kolul in another mitzvah. The fact that one mitzvah can be b'ker of goy, b'ker of goy, another mitzvah, but it says that the malach teaches him kolater kulo, and there's a ne'er dolek al roishay, v'roya misayf ha'ilam at sayf ha'ilam. In other words, he encompasses an entire circle with his ri'iyah. His hekif of tfisa and havana is makiv an entire world. That is the first stage of Briyas Adam. Then the person comes out with Me'imoy, and then Anhaga becomes Anhaga of Ischalkus. There's and he learns it piece by piece by piece by piece. That is the Hanhaga practice of the person. And then the loss of love of it is that he's sitting in Enem Ziv Ashchina, which means he's completely mukaf from that inyan. But from the beginning anhaga of the person is anhaga doimit rat sheirish, and the middle anhaga of the person is when he has to start learning Torah, he can't see it together in one shot. He sees it aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, letter by letter, word by word, and sugya by sugya. And then the seif pasuk is like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he told him you can't go to Yisrael, but I'll show you at Yisrael. So before he died, he looked up on at Yisrael and he showed him Mizrach, Mayav, Saf, and Dorim together in one Re'iyah. In other words, everything came back in one Hekim. That was the Metzias of the seif pasuk of his lifetime, Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime. So in Adam himself, in a person himself, you have the same parallel hugger to the world b'chol Yisra. The nafkemina, one of the nafkeminas the big enough community klape Adam in these anhagis is that, so we have to understand, if the person goes through these three tkufis, then mechateise, why does the person go through these three tkufis? The teretz is, a person can't be yenik from a sheirish, a person cannot start with pieces. If I take, let's take a very practical mushroom. If I take a person, I sit him down, and I tell him, okay, let's start learning. First we'll learn Aleph and then Beis, and then we'll learn one pasuk, another pasuk. The person's not going to want to do it. Why? It's torture. Well, I mean, it's piece by piece by piece. I mean, where am I going to? So the first thing, I have to sit him down and show him what the mus of a Talmud Chacham, and either a specific Talmud Chacham, or a klolius of a Talmud of Chachma, or whatever it is, I have to start by showing him what is the safe pasuk. And say and show him the entire what the final point of what I'm trying to do, the entire tzura of a Talmud Chacham, and then I tell him, now that you're inspired by it, start piece by piece by piece, and then he learns piece by piece, and the safe pasuk is when he's kailo all those pieces and puts them together. So you have two hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu clapping the world. You have those two hanhagas of the world. You have a klape the Adam by from Prati, and the Adam by from Prati also, his makom avoda is only the middle section. There is no yigia in the first part, and there is no yigia when you get to the third part. That mahalach of something, the whole cloud together, it doesn't leave room for avodas Adam. What shayach to be mevaras particular nekuda if everything? Once everything clicks together, it's there. That's it. It's finished with that. So Adam finds a makom avoda only in the middle part. And faker, he's mafkia himself from avoda if he prematurely stalls himself to the earlier part, or to the later part. In the mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of the bias, the two inyanim in Oila, all inyanim of Oilam and mitzvahs relate to particular physical objects. There are two inyanim that are makif for person, that take in the entire person. There is atifas talus, that when a person is misatif the talus, a person is surrounds himself with something, that's ki'ilu a mice that's makif the entire person. As opposed to tefillin, which is more kaddish, but tefillin stelzach tzu to two particular kudas. The yiratzis in tefillin, the kavanas in tefillin is kineger alev l'shabit, and alayad l'shabit, and moichi l'shabit. But each the effect of the maisa mitzvah is that the person deals with particular kudas. Masha'in kain in talis, it's makif the entire person. It's misatif, the entire group. A person's misatif means he envelops himself with something. That's the maisa tzitzis. And that's why tzitzis has kineged kol tayat mitzvahs with the kshiris and so on. Even though tefillin is much more kaddish. And if a person has a choice of other chiyuvs and tefillin. But mitzav, there's a nekud in the mitzvah of being makif all the other mitzvahs. You don't have anything else. And that is in it's kineged tayat. It's kol everything. Because the mitzias of a beggar is as atif as a beggar. A person is misatif in it completely, and he's enveloped by it. That is atif as beggar. The pasuk we say, "Obitzel knafecha yachsoyin." Obitzel knafecha yachsoyin is the pasuk, one of the three pesukim that we say. Mayoka chazdava in atif as talis is because just like when somebody spreads his wings over me. The pshat is, I don't have to shtolzach tzu to any particular point. If somebody is carrying an umbrella, it's specific. If somebody's laying under the roof, he's protected not because the roof protects him specifically, because the roof, under the roof, there's no rain. The tzel knafecha means wherever Kadosh Baruch Hu's kanaf is meitzil, then the person, then under that knaf, whoever sits in there. If I have a roof on the house, then whoever's there is protected. The roof doesn't protect everybody individually. The roof creates a makom that there's no geshem, that there's no mutter, and so on. That's a sichum. The same thing with a bias. A bias is something that's makiv everything inside. It creates a bubble inside it, and whoever's there is part of it. So the two inyanim mitzvahs that have in themselves an akud of a makiv is bias and talus. Those are physical objects that carry in themselves heavy. That was Kairos Taina. Kairos Taina was when you have a bias and you have a talus that are kitikunam, there's no more makom for protestant avodah. Then if the talus is called chelas and you mukif in it, then what more do you need? The whole goal of having a chut of chelas is to get to a matziv of a beggar that's called chelas. The whole tachlis of having mezuzah on the bias is to get to the situation where you have everything there. It says on Masilova, it says Amolar Tzdeya K'mayim Liyam Mechasim, that the whole world will become full with Deya as if it's Mayim Liyam Mechasim. The atmosphere be completely full of Das Alekim. So B'meila Kairach's Taina was that anybody shayach that mahalach should be mufkar for Maisa Mitzvahs. That was the Taina that was coming with. And the answer to that was that be'etzem, the word be'etzem, that mahalach is kfira, it's a hafkor from the oilam of Maisa Mitzvah. Kolzman, the world is not kitikunai. A person cannot shtolzach tzu to that mahalach. Just like if someone comes along with the following statement, since the tachlis of all mitzvahs is to make a person a better person, once I became a better person, I don't need mitzvahs anymore. Throw the mitzvahs away. They're only chetimtzis. They're only the Chazal call it eitzis. They call it a chetimtzis for it. So once I got to the chetimtzis, once I got to the tachlis, I don't need a chetimtzis anymore. Losed lovai, that's true. But kolzman da olam is not ketikunai. So then that is that. Then that's hafkor from avoda, and it's an acute. It's not the pshat shalom zechutu to hechem adrega. It's completely throwing yourself out of any mitzvahs. The talus is called tzitzis. Is called the Gemara says a menachis that a tzitzis. What's a tzitzis? The Gemara says a menachis memal anaf. It's a branch. In other words, tzitzis behedya are the branches of the beged. The beged is woven as one unit, and therefore it's koilu. The tzitzis is an anaf taka. And Kairach Taina was you don't need the anaf if you have the koilus. I think Rav Tzadok says that Kairach, it says, was mitoyanei ha'orim. He was from the Levim that carried the orim. The orim. And that's, and so besides telling us the chshivas of Kairach, but there's also the mokum tos of Kairach. Kairach was toinei ha'orin. On the orin it says noisias noisav. So noisias noisav means that whatever I do, it's like I push a car that's going. It's meaningless. In orin you had the sharpest gili of that type of mahalach. Whether I'm strong or weak, or running or jumping, the urn moves. It makes no difference what I do. So my avodah b'chol doesn't shtol zech tzu to the urn. So what's the point of it? The herd in the siyas ha'urn, Kairach the herd, his kasha in the sharpest. You're telling me that I have to do maisa. Here I am doing a maisa. But the urn is moving already. So what do I have to do more? It's like if I push a car to get it started. Once it's in motion, I don't have to keep pushing it. So his taina was here. I'm noisis urn. The urn is not noisis noisif. I can leave. That was the oimik of his taina. It says I these inyanim we're not shaykhs to, but it says that the Kairach was called. The Zohar says Kairach was the cheshiv the levi. And the reason why it's called Kairach is because the Levium's Tyra was his galchus, was the fact that they shaved all the hair off. So the ultimate Levi is the Kairach. The one who doesn't have any Cyrus Betzim is Kairach. It's Kairach is Moshe Kairach, meaning bald. Ke'ilu, the Levi Agadol is the one that has that's completely migula. So the what we can understand in Zinyanim is a person's skin is the organ that is kailal the entire guf. That's his oyer. The sirus that come out of the oyer are a kina of his chalkus that live, that pierce through the skin. The body itself is full of different evarim. The skin puts it all in one package and is the klal kuloi that's coiled the person. The sirus that come through are ki'ilu, it's ki'ilu a certain chalkus pushing their way through to pass the skin, and all of a sudden there are bits and pieces outside as well. The person is not smooth. Leviim had a certain tikkun to that inyan, and Leviim was smooth ki'ilu, and b'meila there was the ultimate Levi was the kareach, was kareach. They had some shaykhs to that dart, and b'meila that was kareach's taina that he would. This is where we're holding, and once a person reached a target. Kerach said, everybody heard Anoich Hashem Alekecha and Leyelecha. That's what they all heard. Fine, but the rest of the Torah they didn't hear. I mean, Hogufa. If Kerach is coming with a Taina, Kol Eidu Kulok Toishim, Kulam Shom Anoichi Veloyia Mipia Gvura Shom. But Hogufa, you're telling me that they only heard those two. What happened to the other Tafrei Shud Aleph Mitzvahs? The Teretz is, it says that all the mitzvahs are nichlal nasas. The Dibur also says anoich leiyecha. Anoich is the sheirish of all mitzvahs. Essay leiyelecha is the sheirish of all mitzvahs loisasa. In other words, in Torah itself, you have bo chavakuk ve'midan al echas. Tzadik be'munose yichya. The bo chavakuk ve'midan al achas is he. If you're looking for an achas in Torah, for a darga that's doime to misayif oilam at seif oilam. To a darga that's doimet to the world of Yom Echad, bo chavakuk v'midan al achas, and that achas is sarim v'zayichya. So anoichi and layilecha is the echad of Torah. It's the Yom Echad of the Bria. It's the kolat Torah kuloi v'seifim miseifim olam atseifim olam together. That is the darga of Torah mipiakvur. The rest is pratim. So b'meila the metzias of Moshe, the Metzias of Klal Yisrael is that they already were kosher to the Klal, and Korach came in a tiny, so what do you need the prophet for? Once they shayach to Neich and Leilecha, there's no point then you don't need any more this halakas the mitzvahs. All mitzvahs are be'etzim a biti of emunah. We always point out the Rambam in Meir always has all the mitzvahs being for achdus Hashem. That is the tachlis. All the mitzvahs come back to Neich and Leilecha. So b'meila, the understanding of inyanim of all the mitzvahs is to bring a person there. Once we were there already, we have kosher to neich and liyacha. So we're all there. That was the taina of Korach. The k'teres is the avoida. In all other inyanim, there was a complete birur of tay from ra. All other Nyani Avodah needed to be very clearly delineated, no mum, and so on. K'teiris was the only Avodah that included Chalbina. The word K'teiris, the Zohar says, Moshen K'tur de Kula. It's a knot that ties everything together. Re'ach is we speak a lot of times, is something that doesn't have its chalkus in it. You can't really see, make anything that's tofus, that's nitfas in the Iyo or Shmiya. There's this chalkus of mitzad, different parts that you see, different steps that you heard. Reach is a very klolly stick of Indian. There's a reach, that's it. There is a reach or isn't a reach. But you can't be mechalik. The whole mitzias of k'teiris was, it had to be done in ma'isim erkachas. Avoid of k'teiris, in other words, the raw element of k'teiris had to be something that was nis'ar of yofi yofi. It had to be something that became one compound, and if a person makes it in any other way but the way it's supposed to be done, there's no isra on it. The isra is exactly, and it has to be ma'uruf together. It's a compound of all the protein. So k'teiris had in itself that, of all the avodas, k'teiris was that avodah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's
Teres Kedilu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them that in Boika, we spoke once about the Boika is Chalkus, Erev is Meloshin, Marl brings, I think in Ebenezer or Ramban, that Erev is Meloshin Tarevis, that at night everything becomes muddled in one thing. When it's dark outside, you can still see, but it's very dark. Everything is like one blob. You just see everything just one dark blob. Whereas the morning, with Loshen Baikin, Loshen Bikiris, to criticize, to resolve, to things get their resolution, they get their gvulis. So he told them, Kteiris itself is very, there's a tremendous kpeda in Kteiris, that all the halakim be good, that the zman be right. Not of Aviyu brought Kteiris, but it was Shalei Bizmanai, and therefore it killed. In other words, Kteiris, when it's finally done k'tikunoi, then k'teiris is taka, the kesher of kol olam kula. It's mekasha everything, and it puts everything together. If chalila v'chas, k'teiris is brought, if the parts that make up the k'teiris are not k'tikunoi, then it kills. If it's shalei bizmanoi, if it's shalei maskunta, if there's any pegam in it, uziyah, and narev naviyu, and k'teirach were all killed by k'teiris shalei k'din. Even though Kteiris is takes everything around, that's the reason why Kteiris is mirapid by the Negev. Because a Magefa, if you shoot somebody and if the bullet kills him, that's a sort of point-by-point Misa. A Magefa is a Kloliistika, if there's a Medeva Bachutz, Magefa Bachutz means it doesn't spare anybody. Gadol, Katan, when it's a specific Hariga, a specific Misa, it hits a specific person. When it's a kloistik, a dever and a negev is a kloistik misa. So kteiris is taka the mechaper on a kloistik misa. In it's yovei zeh, it's a zeluma zeh from toiv to that type of ra in the world. But that itself came about only because all the pirtei kteiris is extremely sensitive. Kteiris is extremely sensitive in its composition and its time and everything. If you don't construct it right, then it's mainus. Once you got to Kitakunai, then it's merape beklolis. Good people and bad people, it stops the magefa. The magefa is a misa beklolis, and this is mitat beklolis. We asked the shaila about Yaakov. How come he was in Vakish over here specifically not to be nichlal? And the answer is because we spoke about that Yaakov is a midah that's kailal. Yaakov is koil, the two avos, Avraham Yitzchak. Yaakov said he wanted the Yud Beis Avonim to be Nichlal. Yaakov's midah, when we spoke about Das, is the midah that's taka koil all other midahs. And a person would be under the, and one would have the habamina that this midah, Ra of Korach, is not to Yaakov's midah. There's this midah of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashve lekotno legodl. This midah of koilom yachad, that everything comes together, and what difference is it? What difference is it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ma'ichpas el HaKadosh Baruch Hu between sheichet min atzava, sheichet min azanam. What difference is it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That midah, one could have said, is Yaakov's midah. The to'ena of Levi, the to'ena of the Korach was that midah, and that's the pshat that we meyachas it to Levi, not to Yaakov. Levi is also the shalosh. When we spoke about in Shavuos, when we spoke about Yaakov and Esau, we spoke about the midah shlishis being that type of midah being koil of the two. So Korach's midah was a pegam or a takeoff from Levi's midah. Yaakov said, "My midah should be torah for me. In my midah, I'm shayach to the mekaymes with kitikuna." I'm shaykh to it. It's the midah of after Yitzchak's avodah. After avodah has taken place, everything's been done. That's when you can be koil everything. But until that's happened, then there's no mokum for achlola. Then achlola is a kavra from avodah. So Yaakov Avinu was mispalel kolam al techas kvoidi, because it could have been a mokum to be told in Yaakov. One could have said that it's a hemshchem this Yaakov. And Yaakov didn't want to do it, because then Chas HaShon, you pay him. Then the pshat is, you pay him in the safe pasuk of in the chesima of the others. In the mitzvahs of avodah, there are two inyanim that affect the person, and it's important to learn to distinguish from them. Every person starts off with his iris milamala. A person's very nisayir to something. A person's swept up by something. A person's within a yeshiva where the mitzias is makifin to some degree. Just being part of a yeshiva carries a person along. It being part of a tzibur that's doing the right thing carries a person along. A person is nisayir to a world of being a ben aliyah, of doing mitzvahs and so on. Those are all inyanim that sweep up a person. And when a person is caught up in it, a person is toyim something of that tehima. A person is toyim that type of mahalak. A person has to understand that when it comes to the... And when I paint a picture of a gadol, who's a gadol but klolius gadlos, a real model, so to speak, or a person learns, I'm still showing what a person is supposed to look like, very easy is it to try to be teifis. There are a lot of teusim in this mahala. One toss is, if I'm swept up with it, then I'm there already. You know, I was this error to shmuz, I was this error to by seeing it on God, I was this error by this, and my feelings are there, and my heart's there, my nesham is there, I'm there. Or the person is inspired to a picture, and his expectation is that as soon as he starts, he'll do avodah, all fronts are going to click into place, because that's the complete model of it. A person has to understand that's given to a person, and that's taken away from a person. There's no avodah in that. There is no avodah in the limit kolatari kula, and the ur that's makif v'sefer v'sefer ilam doesn't leave a person from makam avodah. If I don't have to break my head on a taisvis, if I don't have to overcome Yitzhahara, if I don't have to work painfully, piece by piece, putting it into place, there's no makam avodah. The Aron noisef, if a person never moved a foot, and that was his mistake, if a person lays down and goes to sleep, the Aron doesn't carry itself any place. If the person schleps as hard as he can, he's then toyim that the etzim came from there. And it's a tremendous tug of war. On the one hand, a person is taken by euphoria, and then when he gets down to doing it, he's there. It's bits and pieces and broken pieces and small pieces and things that don't go and things that do go. It doesn't even begin to look like the model he started. That is the first step. He has a vision, somebody showed him what it is to know Kolatari Kula. The person sits down and learns it. And Kolatari Kula starts becoming a block that he knows and a block that he doesn't know, and a piece that he's not clear about, and a piece that he doesn't even know what it's about. And it's frustrating. This is not this. And the person does understand that klal ukratu klal is the sheresh of all Torah. But the first klal is yoy mechot, and then there is 6,000 years of prat until you get to the last klal. The mahalach of Torah is klal ukratu klal, and accept that for us living in the whole tkuf of prat, then it's a big, there's a long, long haul. Avodah is bechreach piece by piece, and there's always 10 pieces missing for every piece that you're putting into place. It's never as good. It doesn't work very well. The Reb Tzadik says someplace, it says, if Molei Sham Yisrael Shnei Shabbosos, then they would be Nigal Miyad. So the Shnei Shabbosos is a topic, why two? So Reb Tzadik says, he says in a little bit of different lashon, but we'll use it in our, in the term we're using it now. Shabbos is a pchina of a klal. Shabbos, it makes no difference. There's no chiluk melachos in Shabbos. I mean, there's chiluk melachos po'inshim. But mitzad etzur Shabbos, in the weekdays, there's planting, there's sowing, there's cutting, there's baking. Shabbos, it's menucha is koil everything equally. So Shabbos is a pchina of klal. We say because it's such a type of bechina of priestess sukkah. Shabbos belongs to that world where the kedushas koil everything in one shot, the koilam yacha. A person, there's no way to do real avoda without having a tam of that klal, because there's no marker for the product. Then there's a mahalach of six days where a person has to work to realize that model. Once he has a model of a Shabbos in the beginning, then there's a mokim avoida. And avoida is piece by piece. There's avoida of yom echad, there's avoida of yom sheni, there's avoida of yom shlishi, and so on. But it doesn't end at Friday. That's not a mahalach gula. When those pieces come together and it becomes a Shabbos a second time, that's when you have the klal tatu klal. That's when you have the echad of the first day and the sheish alof in the middle and bayomu yashem echad shmei echad at the end. A person who stays with pieces of avodah that doesn't not mitzarev in the very final end, then it's also then it's pieces. That's not the avodah. It's a tremendous, it's a klal gadol on all avodas adam. A person can only become what he aspires to, what he sees. And if a person never saw the Musaf at Surah Adam Gadol, if a person never imagined, if a person never dreamt of something bigger than he is, he's not going any place. There's no, there needs to be, the Bria needs a built-in tam of Echad. It needs a Neichav Aliyelecha Mipiak Vura, it needs Loimit Kalatari Kula and Oer that's Makif, the world Mipiak Vura, and it needs a Yom Echad. That's the sheirish of everything. And then Avoida is Bechlal, a whole different Mahalach. Avoida is Pratim and pieces, but the difference is that it Shtalz of Tzut to Adam. Lasid Lovet goes back again to the Klal, but there's a tremendous difference. In Pratu Klal, it's only the Klal. In Klal or Pratu Klal, the meat of the Torah is that's Ke'ena Prat. Lasid Lovet, the te'ima, the understanding will be that the Aaron is nicer. The understanding will be that it's Shavu Mashve, the Kotn Legodl, Kailam Yacha. But the tam of the person's particular Aveda, the tam of his own Knech, is going to be stamped on it. The person will be telling his tam, the klal will carry itself main aprah. There will be, the person will shtalzuch, just like somebody understands Pshat Taisus. So Taisus said it. A person looks at it. A person works very hard, and the safe. And then when he finally gets Pshat, it there's no chiddush. So that's what Taisus says. So what's the use of it? A person worked hard to be Aymir Am Pshat Taisus, and then he has it. So he kind of feels funny. I worked an hour to get Pshat Taisus, so now I know Taisus. I can't even say over. I said this. I thought of that. But that's not true. A person who's really amal v'yageya, he says over Taisus with a geshmak because it's Taisus, but it's his Taisus. It's something because he had to shtalzach too, because he had to break his head on understanding it. He had to sweat over it and be frustrated and disappointed. When he has it, it's a tremendous ichud. On the one hand, it's Taisus. What I'm saying is 100% damage because it's Taisus. On the other hand, it's my tam of my sweat, my yigia, to be oimer on Taisus. That's the gevaldike mida, that's koil kolatari kula. It's, there's a klal in front of the person so he knows where to go to. There's a prat for him to be umul and find himself in that makam. And then there's a safe klal where the person has a kadosh baruch hu. It's the oren is nice, it's nicer. But it's my yigia that made the Aaron carry me, who's carrying Aaron.
I'm going to go to the hospital.